السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت، صدق الله العظيم. Once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal, ihsan, karam, that He gathered us for this program of Zikrullah. I repeat certain things in this majlis of Zikr, that Zikrullah does not merely mean Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. True Zikrullah is that we bring into our lives the teachings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we be remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when we are disobeying Him in other fields and in other aspects of our lives? In the masjid we come and make Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, some tasbihat. And then outside in our businesses, in our homes and in all of other activities, we are unconcerned that Allah Ta'ala is watching. We don't ask ourselves, is Allah Ta'ala pleased with this action or displeased? So then that is not Zikrullah. The whole purpose of this taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that it must become our way of life, that whatever we are doing, we must be conscious that our Allah is watching us. جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. When we reach that stage, that when we are doing anything that is wrong, then we realize that our Allah is watching, somebody is watching. Parents may not be watching, friends not watching, family not watching, but Allah Ta'ala is watching. And when we are doing any ibadat, zikr, tilawat, those things which we consider as ta'at and ibadat, then they too we try and reach that stage as mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Ihsan, what is Ihsan? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that you worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in such a manner as if you are seeing Allah ta'ala. And if not, then Allah ta'ala is seeing you. There are different translations, but this is the thing, that if we are not seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, فَإِنَّكَ تَرَى. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching you, whether we are seeing Him or not, but He is seeing us. So to develop that sifat of ihsan in everything, not only in namaz, in our business, everywhere we have the sifat of ihsan. So this majlis of zikr I have mentioned is that it has got a different flavor. Bayan we had on Monday night, try and get the tape and listen to it. All those people who have lots of doubts, why we are not getting that khushu and khuzu in our salat, why we are not getting that concentration, why our salat seems to be affected by all outside thoughts, then listen to that Monday night's bayan. And I have repeatedly mentioned that inshallah there's no commission business there. It's for your benefit. And if there is any profit, it will go to the masjid. But there is no personal gain or benefit, Alhamdulillah. Therefore, I can announce it from here. But lots of people told me after that bayan that it cleared their minds. And many of them who started practicing on that prescription that I gave them, they are already saying what a difference it has made to their salat. And some other things too, whichever Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq to mention, were mentioned there. So that was bayan. Now this is a majlis of zikr, so we will once again tonight read Muraqabah Maut, or some section of Muraqabah Maut. That is the break. Otherwise we are listening to so much of Quranic verses, so much of ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many incidents in the lives of the pious, but doesn't seem to be getting us anywhere. Of course there are many, many people who are changing their lives, but generally it seems that when we are committing the sin, at that time we forget that. We don't forget, we deliberately forget. Try to forget that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. Because I asked one young person, is that every time you say the same thing. So I want to know from you that when you are committing that haram, when you are involved in that illicit relationship, at that moment, do you realize or not that you are engaging in something that's haram? Do you know it or not? He says, definitely I do know. So it shows that there's a nafs, that you are not conscious of the fact that your death can come in this state. Whilst you are engaged in fornication, angel of death can come and take your soul away. Then what? Once again, mana maasiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Mana maasiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza abru ka dafn karna kaisi himaqat hai. There is a little bit of pleasure. Little bit of pleasure there is even in haram. A little bit of haram pleasure you will get in haram. It won't bring sukoon. There is a little bit of pleasure. Mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. And I've given the example many times that a person, if he has stolen somebody's Mercedes Benz, somebody's Rolls Royce, somebody's Cadillac, now he's enjoying the ride, and the moment he sees that there are half a dozen cars with sirens behind him and with guns all blazing, so at that time, where will that enjoyment remain in that car? Then that person will think of the first opportunity to jump out of that car and disappear into the bushes. He was enjoying the ride, but the moment he saw all those cars behind him with the blue lights, so now he will look for the first opportunity to somehow jump out of that car and run into some bush where no dog can also trace him. So mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. For a Muslim, the one who blessed him, he believes that Allah is the one who blessed me with my sight, hearing, speech, health and wealth and everything else. So this is rebellion against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person is rebelling against Allah ta'ala. Zara si dera ki lazzat. Just a little while of enjoyment, fun, pleasure, entertainment. But after that what? Lifelong regret. Lifelong regret. Embarrassment, shame, humiliation, disgrace. And especially if the person has to lose his life in the cinema, in the disco, or whilst committing adultery or fornication or in some kind of haram, then what? So the thing that will make us put a brake on our evil actions and deeds is the remembrance of death. Right? And remembrance of death is not tasbih of death. So what? Mouth, death. That's not that the person carries on with his activities of life. He's running his business, he's going to his profession, he's doing his farming, he's traveling out in the world, doing his import, export and whatever he has to do. He's doing everything, but he's conscious of the fact that death can strike suddenly anywhere, any place, anytime. No warning. Not that angel of death will first give a call. Be prepared, ready, I am coming certain day to visit you. Keep the biryani ready. First we will have a good meal. Then I will ask you if you wish to come with me. Then I will take you. Suddenly, angel of death will strike. So we have been reading this, but haven't read it for some time. جہاں میں ہے عبرت کے ہر سو نمونے جہاں میں ہے عبرت کے ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندا کیا رنگ بو نے جہاں میں ہے عبرت کے ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندا کیا رنگ بو نے کبھی غور سے بھی یہ دیکھا ہے تو نے, کبھی غور سے بھی یہ دیکھا ہے تو نے, جو معمور تھے وہ محل اب ہے سونے, جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے, جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. گو اراؤنڈ ٹریول, لک ایٹ آل دا بگ بگ فورٹس اینڈ فورٹریسز, اینڈ لک ایٹ آل دا پیلسز, اینڈ لک ایٹ آل دوز بگ بگ بلڈنگز ان وچ دیر واز سو مچ آف پمپ اینڈ میری میکنگ اینڈ فن اینڈ انٹرٹینمنٹ اینڈ پلیزر, where there was nothing but music, singing and dancing. What has happened to all those forts and what has happened to all those palaces? Everything is silence. Those people who were living in there, they too have been silenced. We must not misunderstand. Sharia does not say that it is not permissible to become a king, to become a ruler, to become a governor, to become a prime minister. If a person aspires for a certain position and he reaches that position, nothing wrong. As long as the person remains within the boundaries of Sharia, within the parameters of Sharia, a king can be under the shade of the throne. He can be under the shade of the throne of Allah. In shade which is under the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even a king can be there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has declared that. Sultan who is adil, just and fair ruler, then he will get the shade under the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So all these people who ruled, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, they were conscious of their mouth also, but yet look at what they achieved in their lives. So those who believe that these type of majalis and programs will then make you lazy, or they will make you depressed, and then you will not have the desire to do anything, you will close down your businesses, you will leave your wives and families and go away to the jungles or go away to the mountain tops. Then we know that that is not true. We are not saying that whole day take a tasbih and read mouth, mouth, death, death. Wherever you are, in whichever condition you are, take lessons from what is happening around and be ready that if the angel of death comes, he does not find us in any kind of haram action or haram deed. He finds us in a state that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. So if the person is talking cheerfully with his wife, with his children, he is eating according to the sunnah and sharia, the person is conducting his business according to the Quran and sunnah, and if the angel of death comes away, nothing wrong. What is wrong with that? If angel of death found him in a good condition, that he was engaged in earning halal livelihood in a halal way. So, jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Take lessons. Mile khak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise, mile khak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise, مکی ہو گئے لا مکان کیسے کیسے, ہوئے نامور بے نشان کیسے کیسے, زمین کھا گئی آسماں کیسے کیسے, جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے, جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے، مبدل بسد غم جہاں شادیاں تھیں وہیں اب ہے ماتم، یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم جہاں شادیاں تھیں وہیں اب ہے ماتم، یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم، یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم، تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم، جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے، جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے، اے لٹل وائل آف پلیزر، لٹل وائل آف ہیپینس، لٹل وائل آف انجوائمنٹ. There was a marriage, there was a wedding taking place, there was feasting, there was eating, there was walima, the tents were put up, the halls were hired, there was decoration, there was 10-course meal, everything took place. And after a little while we hear that in that same home now, there is mayyat, who passed away, the person who got married a little while ago, a few days ago, he passed away. Now there's matam there, now people are crying there. Oh, after a few years the person is gone. So those same homes where there's little while of happiness and pleasure and entertainment and enjoyment, but the angel of death visits those homes and brings about matam. This is something that will carry on. So just as we are enjoying ourselves in the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we must also be conscious of the fact that the angel of death is also behind us, that he will spoil these pleasures too. So, jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai. Everywhere you look, there's nothing but they say revolution, revolution. Changes are taking place in everything. We ourselves, we see that every day there are changes in our own lives. Little children, suddenly there's youth, then there's middle age, then old age, and they're gone. And most of the times we don't even see old age and middle age nowadays. So, jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Don't give your heart to dunya. Make use of dunya. Toilet is a necessity. There is a need for every home to have a toilet. But what would we think of the person who gives his heart to the toilet? That every walima and every engagement party and birthday party and any other kind of party, this person only talks about how beautiful his toilet is. If somebody does that, will anybody sit near him in those walimas and in those parties? So just like that, if Allah Ta'ala has given somebody dunya, make use of it, there's no harm in it. But to make it an obsession of life, day and night, no other talk, no other discussion, just how to make more and more and more. What a beautiful home I have, and what a beautiful car I have, and what are the different features of my car, different things that I have in my home, and where I got the tiles from, and where I got the roofing from, and where I got the beds from, and where my furniture came from. Nothing else except day and night talk of dunya. That is what we mean. Don't give your heart to dunya. Make use of the dunya. Like how we make use of handkerchief, we make use of the towels, we make use of our shoes, like that. Make use of the dunya. We don't say you must hate the dunya. Like my Hazrat says, if you look at the laat maro dunya ko. You say laat maro dunya ko. So if eating, drinking, all that is dunya, and you say laat maro, so then you won't even have the strength to give that laat anymore. To kick, you have to have strength in the body. Now if drinking and eating is dunya, and you're not going to eat and drink, then you won't even have strength to kick. So that is not dunya. Gold, silver, home, car, property, business. That's not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert our attention from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Makes us forget that one day we have to leave this world and go into the akhirat. Then it becomes dunya.
Tujhe pehle bachpan, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar de gi bilkul safaya, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaah hai tamasha nahi hai, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaah hai tamasha nahi hai.
Childhood days, then comes jawani, youth, and when jawani comes, the person goes majnoon, mad, doesn't want to listen to anybody after that. Thinks, I'm strong, I'm fit, I'm healthy, I'm young, I got strength, I got vitality. Now he becomes majnoon, he goes mad, madly in love with women, with pretty faces, and with so many other things. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnoon banaya, became pagal and mad. Then came old age. Now all the aches and pains started. Legs are aching, stomach ache, sight, hearing, speech, everything is affected. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya, death will come and take you away completely.
Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahun sabse bala, yehi tujhko dhun hai rahun sabse bala, ho zinat nirali ho fashion nirala, yehi tujhko dhun hai rahun sabse bala, ho zinat nirali ho fashion nirala, jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala, jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala, tujhe husne zahir ne dhoke mein dala, yahi tujhko dhun hai rahun sabse bala, ho zinat nirali ho fashion nirala, jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala, tujhe husne zahir ne dhoke mein dala, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaah hai tamasha nahi hai.
Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahun sabse bala. There's a rat race, there's a chase that I must be above all. My home must be better than the rest. My car must be better than everyone's car. My watch must be better than everyone's watch. My clothes must be better than everyone's clothes. I must be top of the world. I must be number one in everything. And as a result, the person is borrowing from the banks and is doesn't know whether he's coming or going, paying interest and on the loans that he's taking just to keep up that standard. doesn't even have the money, but he wants to show that I've got everything. Yehi tujhko dun hai rahun sabse bala, ho fashion nirali, ho zinat nirala. Whatever is the modern day trend, whatever is the new thing in fashion, if somebody has got it, then I must want to have one better than that. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, before he changed his life, so he says at that time, first he befriended the very rich people. He was in that society all the time. So he says, every time I found that I was not happy, because when I bought something, when I achieved something, then somebody bought something better than that. Amongst the rich, he says, now that is what was happening. Trying to keep up with those standards, inside me I was not happy at all. Then he said, I befriended the poor. And I found that there was great satisfaction, great happiness, because I had more, much, much more than whatever they had. So happiness is in obeying Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Once again, if Allah Ta'ala has given somebody wealth, then within limits, within Sharia limits, if he enjoys that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala and makes plenty of shukr, there's nothing wrong with it. But the trend today is competition. It's competition. Whatever the other person has, I must have one better than him. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all hidayat. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Don't give your hearts to dunya. Keep our hearts empty for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love and Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil,
dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن, اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن, تربدم من سر من پیدا مکن. اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن, گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace to come upon this servant of yours. I know that I am a sinful one. I know that I am indulging in many kinds of evil actions. Oh Allah, I know that I am the most sinful one on the surface of this earth. But oh Allah, don't expose my sins. don't expose my sins in this world, in the akhirat. In this world, my beloved Allah, when we are ashamed, if our sins are exposed in front of a few people, then on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be billions of people. And especially when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also be there, how embarrassing it would be if our sins have to be exposed at that time. How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Say, you were my ummati. And as an ummati, you were indulging in adultery, fornication, drugs, stealing, fraud, and all the haram. No shame, no modesty, no haya. Ae khuda e bandara ruswa makun. Arbadam man sirri man paida makun. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, he spent a whole night at the Kaaba Sharif, at the Multazam, reading this little couplet. And yet he was such a great wali of Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على اشرف المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا راحم المساکین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. او مے بلاول اللہ, او مے رحیم اللہ, او مے کریم اللہ, او مے موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مے موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ, موسٹ جنرس, موسٹ کائنڈ, موسٹ ٹالرنٹ, موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو یا اللہ. ان دس مجلس آف ذکر
Ya Allah, we took your Mubarak name. Salat and salam upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, as great as your name is, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, jitna bada tera naam, itni badi hamari maghfirat kar de. Ya Allah, you are watching us this very moment. Ya Allah, you are looking at our hearts. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds of shame, of nadabat, of remorse and of regret over the life that we have wasted, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you are looking into our hearts of the life that we have already wasted. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are looking into our hearts. You can see, my beloved Allah, that we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging. We are confessing before you. Ya Allah, you become happy if we have to confess before you and then seek forgiveness of those sins. My beloved Allah, human beings wait to disgrace a person, bring humiliation upon him, bring suffering upon him. And Ya Allah, you want to give us happiness. You want to give us forgiveness. You want to give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Something that is really beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, something that is dearly beloved to you are the tears of the sinful ones when they roll down their cheeks due to remorse and regret and shame and nadawat. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. Who is there for us besides you, my beloved Allah? You are the only one who is prepared to accept sinful ones like us. Ya Allah, no matter how far we may have gone, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, they're more than the grains of sand on earth, if they're more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if they're more than your entire creation put together, Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins and the sins of the entire mankind, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, tera dariya-e maghfirat bahut wasi hai. Mere Allah, hum tere dariya-e maghfirat se talab kar rahe hain. Ya Allah, you have given man the intelligence and they made computer chips which record millions of pieces of information. But just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. It is all deleted by Allah. Ya Allah, press the delete button over our sins, over our file of sins, my Allah. We know it has recorded so much of information with regards to our sins. Ya Allah, press the delete button over that. No one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands this part of the night. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. We ourselves are tired, my beloved Allah. Guna karte karte hum khud bhi thak gaye. But nafs and shaitan do not want to leave us. We have realized that sins have brought nothing but misery, restlessness, anxieties, worries, embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace. But yet nafs and shaitan do not want to leave us. And we don't want to leave nafs and shaitan too. Ya Allah, they are our declared enemies, yet we want to follow them. We want to go in the same direction that they drag us. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of humiliation and disgrace and shame. Ya Allah, but you want to give us a life of happiness, joy, satisfaction, contentment, peace, tranquility, serenity and joy. My beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Give us some taste and enjoyment of your marifat, of yaqeen in you, so that we do not turn, so that we do not go back to nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, all treasures lie with you. Our lives are in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing and speech in your control. Our hands and feet in your control. Our heart and mind, liver and lungs in your control. My beloved Allah, therefore we seek from you a life of happiness, prosperity. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam. Ya Allah, protect our wealth, our property, our children. Protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings and weaknesses and faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. We know that we are the most sinful ones. But my beloved Allah, look at your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi. Ya Allah, you are Kareem. You give to those who don't deserve. We know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. But you don't like to punish. My Allah, you don't like to punish. What will you gain by punishing? Ya Allah, you want to give us the best of dunya and akhirah. Therefore, we are seeking from you this part of the night after making zikr, Ya Allah. We are seeking from you the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. My beloved Allah, you are so beloved to us. Ya Allah, you are so caring. Ya Allah, there is none like you. There is no Allah besides you. Ya Allah, you are our Ma'bud. There is no one else, my beloved Allah, for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, so many people, their parents, brothers, sisters, family members, they themselves are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, we are all sick and ailing. We are suffering from spiritual ailments and physical ailments. My beloved Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Those who are sick, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, or wherever they may be, bless them with shifa. Shifa and cure is in your hands, my beloved Allah. There is some effect in dua and some effect in dawa, but cure and shifa is in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin dast-e khuda mein hai. Spiritually also we are sick, my beloved Allah. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of evil passions and desires, of jealousy, of envy. Ha, my Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Garbage bags, my beloved Allah, we have made of our hearts. Those hearts which were for your love and for your muhabbat. My Allah, put your love and muhabbat into our hearts. Put the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the realization that sins bring nothing but worries, problems, anxiety. Ay Allah, hum se razi ho ja. Hum se razi ho ja. Become pleased with us, my Allah. We don't have those actions that we can present before you, which will please you. But Ya Allah, we are asking of your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi. Hum jaise bhi hai, hum gande hai, nalayak hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, gunegar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Bande magar tere hai mere maula, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go, my Allah? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home that we can make. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. A dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another. But my Allah, you have to just turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness. Then we will be destroyed by Allah. Then we will be destroyed by gale force winds, earthquakes. Ah, my Allah, then we do not know how we will be destroyed. Therefore we are seeking from you forgiveness of all our sins. Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah. Change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage of halal in your treasures? Why should we be hasty, my beloved Allah, and rush to the banks and borrow on interest? Why should we go to the gambling dens and casinos? Why should we go to fraud and other kinds of haram earnings? Ya Allah, bless us with 100% halal. Don't let even one morsel of haram go down our throats. Ya Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of halal to bless us with halal risk and sustenance. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our earnings, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every bounty of yours. Don't snatch away those bounties because of our disobedience, my beloved Allah. Don't snatch away as you have snatched away so many people's bounties because of disobedience. Ya Allah, great, great kings and rulers. Ah, my Allah. Their kingdoms were taken away when they started indulging in vices and evils. Ya Allah, bless us with ni'mat, with barakat. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the ummah. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, so many parents are complaining of their children. They are gone on to drugs and drinks. Ah, my beloved Allah, children who were supposed to be coolness of our eyes have become a pain in the neck. Parents are now praying for the death of their own children. My beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Bring those children back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give the parents the hidayat and the tawfiq to get rid from their homes and lives of everything that has brought about a destruction of the morals of these children. Ya Allah, give us the himmat. Make us like lions against our nafs and shaitan. For a little while of pleasure, by Allah, we are spoiling our future. Ya Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are in poverty, Ya Allah, give them wealth. Wherever there's famine, drought, AIDS, and all kinds of bala and musibat, Ya Allah, with your fazal, remove all those. Ya Allah, am sabku sehat de, afiyat de. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with trust in you, with tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us such enjoyment in your bond, my beloved Allah. Give us such enjoyment in our hearts, that every beat of our heart we, Ya Allah, 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 Allah. Sunu be naam tera dhadkano be maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Ya Allah, one day we have to die. One day we have to leave this world. The angel of death is sure to visit us whether we like it or not. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, watching filth on the television screen or the internet sites. We don't know when the heart will stop beating, my beloved Allah. How can we be in haram places and haram actions? Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. let the angel of death visit us in Madina Tayyibah. As the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Our soul departs. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, a small piece of ground in Jannatul Baqi. We know we are not deserving of that. But we are seeking it so that when the winds of Rahmat blow over that graveyard, we may be forgiven. But wherever our death is destined, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests and the trials of the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give hidayah to the entire mankind. For those who have become stubborn, obstinate, arrogant, they've made up their minds, they will continue with the torture and the tyranny and oppression of the Ummah. Then my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Ahadids. Send the gale force winds against them, the flood waters against them. Cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Create division amongst them. Ya Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Protect our Masajid, Madaris. All the works of Deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh Dawat ki mehnat qabool farma. Ijtimaat Gash Talim ko qabool farma. Jitne bhi Deeni Idare hai, unki hifazat farma. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life, my beloved Allah, day and night his only concern, Ummati, Ummati, Ummati. When he was passing away from this world at that time to Ummati, for the day of Qiyamah also his concern will be his Ummat. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that Ummat for whom you cried so much, that Ummat for whom you suffered so much, that Ummat for whom you were stoned in Taif until your shoes were full with your Mubarak blood, that Ummat for whom you were stoned in Uhud, that Ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, adultery, fornication, even in Makkah, Mukarrama, Madina, Tayyibah, in all the sins and vices, so many, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. Ya Allah, don't let us be the cause of pain and injury to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. Bless our family members with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially that of Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us. And the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, husbands and wives. My Allah, no home is left without quarrels, arguments, disputes, fights. Ay Allah, create unity and happiness once more. Unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam.